The National House of Chiefs has expressed reservation about the implementation of a proposed 40-year national development plan. According to the House, if the winner-takes-all being practiced now persists, a huge number of experienced civil servants who are often reshuffled every 4 years due to political transition will not help in the execution of any well-thought-out plan in Ghana. The Omanhene of Asokore traditional area in Ashanti, Nana Professor Krobia Asante, made the observation when officials of the National Development Planning Commission, led by its chairman, Professor Kwesi Boche, and Director General Dr. Nimoy Thompson, met members of the House in Kumasi. Here's a news desk report.
The officials of the NDPC were in the House to brief members and also solicit views and input into the 40-year National Development Plan. Nana Professor Krobia Asante noted that the continuous over-marginalization of the cocoa sector is very disturbing. This is because cocoa has the capacity to absorb the youth and stem the rural urban migration. The NDPC has projected that over 95% of Ghanaians would be living in the urban areas, hence the need to modernize agriculture to reduce pressure on urban. Other members of the House were not happy that the 40-year development plan is not structured to address private sector development, which needs serious attention. The Director General of NDPC, Dr. Nimoy Thompson, said the introduction of the 40-year development plan will not render political party manifesto meaningless. It will rather support political parties to prepare their plans and programs in line with the national plan to avoid duplication of functions. According to him, infrastructural development, including roads and rail transport, will be given priority. Ghana's population is expected to hit 50 million in the next 40 years, and this places a huge challenge on how to provide adequate goods and services to meet demands of the time. Dr. Thompson said the interaction with the chiefs is very important, as their views and inputs as traditional authorities in the preparation of future development plan cannot be underestimated.